Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm your host, Tammy Martin. It's a beautiful Tuesday morning on News Radio 92.3. We had Mike Wiggins with the Garden Line. We appreciate you calling in and texting in for that. We have Armada Advisors President with us, Wesley Odom. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. He's got 30 years of experience. So if you have questions, if you want to talk about CE, Dow Jones, stocks, anything, investing, please give us a call. Text in 437-1620. We would love to hear from you today. Good morning.
Hey there. How you doing?
Good. It's good to have you. We were just talking about Fidelity.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. We're most of our assets are located at Fidelity. Fidelity is a fantastic custodian. And, you know, what we do is we just bring that added value to help people get on the green line, as they say in Fidelity, you know,
right.
Make sure they get from point A to point B. And, you know, it's proven over time that with the assistance of a financial advisor, you tend to get better returns over time than someone just trying to roll the dice. And I've seen it myself. Sometimes I've had clients tell me, yeah, I managed an account over on the side somewhere else. And I look at your account, I compare the returns over time, and I'm actually making more money with you. And I think to myself, imagine that.
Right.
So anyway.
When you have an expert in the field.
I've been doing it a long time.
Right. And it's extremely complicated because I was telling him I downloaded the Fidelity app, and it is complicated. So definitely get someone that is an expert in the field that knows what they're doing. Because in this day and age, in 2023, it's important that you have someone that knows what you're doing with your money.
Well, it always helps. I mean, you know, when you're going to we need legal advice, you go to a lawyer and go to a doctor, you go to a certain type of doctor, or if he refers you to a specialist, whatever. And even within the financial industry, there are specialists within the industry. You know, I had one situation one time where a guy called, it was a referral, and he said, hey, I want you to manage like $350,000, but I want you to put another $50,000 in a separate account. I want you to do day trades the last 5 minutes of the day every day.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, what? He says, yeah, I want you to trade like, you know, try to make a money for like a penny or a quarter or a dollar or whatever every day. But this $50,000, see what you can do with it. And I said, I don't want to manage your accounts. He said, no, you can do anything you want to with $350. I said, no, I can't dedicate every day
right
to you. I mean, I have all these other clients, too, that need help and whatnot. And you know, that's really speculative when you do that kind of stuff.
Right.
I mean, I might be good on, you know, sometimes getting it right, but it's really difficult to guarantee that kind of penny here, penny there
right.
Adds up. It just makes sense. It really makes sense to do your homework, get in some good companies, you know, meet the objectives of what you're trying to accomplish. That's the thing. It's the hardest part, I think, about a financial advisor really is trying to identify what that person, what their risk tolerance is, what their really objective is. That sometimes they say, I can ride that fast pony. And when the pony goes too fast, they go,
right.
Wait a minute, I don't know about this pony.
Right. So slow and steady, right?
Sometimes it is. Absolutely,
yeah.
It is. And I know right now, you know, I looked up before I came in here, what are the slow and steady rates of return? And, you know, CD rates right now, 1 week CD is going from 5.1 to 5.4%. That's pretty good. It's better than it was a year ago, which was almost nothing. 1 month CD is around 5.05%. 7 month CD is around 5.1.
Okay.
Those aren't bad, you know, compared to what we saw a year ago. And, but then if you go to the bond market, like the corporate bond market, I'm saying keep an investment grade. It's really interesting because the shortest maturities are the most, you get the most yield than some of the longest. As you go out, it goes, mm-hmm. Goes lower yield, which is really bizarre. You don't see that very often. I know in my career, I've only seen it a few times. And generally what that means is if you have a 1 year bond, for example, like I saw a 1 year week bond today, and it was with Exxon. It was like 7.99%. That's crazy. That's
yeah.
A lot of money for 1 week. But the 6 month bond is like 6.06. So, you know, you usually get the thrill of thought generally and is the longer you go out, the more yield you get because you're taking more risk. But right now we're seeing just the opposite happen. We're seeing a shorter yield on the short, a higher yield in the short term, and a longer, as the longer yield goes out, it goes down. And that eventually will correct itself. I
mm-hmm.
mean, typically that happens where all of a sudden there'll be something, an event that will occur that will cause the long-term yield to flip really high. But right now we're not seeing that, and so it you can still really get a lot of good short-term yields for right now.
Okay.
But anyway, it's interesting. But you also got to applaud the fact that we've had a great stock market. I know we do a lot of videos for our clients, and we produce these. You can go to our website and look at them and whatnot. And we do it, you know, at least once a month, usually. Sometimes it's more frequently. I think 1 week we had did three within a week because it was really kind of volatile, the stock market. But, you know, we have been real strong proponent of we're going to have this rally. And we've had this really strong rally. We've been right on target. It's really funny to hear some of the talking heads on TV saying, oh, I'll tears in my beer all the time. And like, I don't see the tears. I mean, I see joy and happiness. I mean, I really do. I mean, you can look at any kind of situation and look at two sides of the coin, so to speak. But, you know, right now we've got a Standard & Poor's 500 up 7%, which is pretty doggone amazing. And you've got a NASDAQ, which is more aggressive stocks, up, believe it or not, 15.46% as of the close yesterday. And that's incredible. That's a really strong rally. If these were to continue, again, if the trend would continue, we'd be looking at a 24% annualized return for the S&P 500. And get this, a 53% annualized for the NASDAQ for the year.
Wow.
Now, is that possible? I don't know. I will say that I've mentioned this before on the radio show and on my broadcasts I've done on our videos, but in 1994, when we had 7 interest rate increases roughly, in 1995, the stock market advanced over 30% the following year in 95. So I remember that when it happened, mm-hmm. and I've been saying to a lot this year that I think we are going to get a positive rate of return on the market. It's going to surprise people, I think, to the upside. The market is, and when you go out in the community, it might have slowed down a little bit, but it hasn't come to a screeching halt. You can still see some activity. You still see business out there going on. People still have a lot of money. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the possibility that, you know, the naysayers out there who believe that we're going to go into hell in a handbasket or they're going to be wrong.
That's been going on for a while now. Don't you feel that way?
It's always
a lot of negativity.
Absolutely.
So I'm glad you're here this morning.
Absolutely.
Sprinkling some positivity in our lives. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm here with the president, Wesley Odom of Armada Advisors. You can visit their website, armadaadvisors.com, or give them a call, 497-6167. They're on Spring Street in Pensacola, Florida. He has 30 years of experience. If you have any financial questions this morning, the phone number is 437-1620.
One interesting point I looked up, and I think if people are they always hear it on the internet or the TV. They say, you know, the S&P went up or down. The Dow went up. The NASDAQ went up or down. And a lot of people sometimes don't realize what they consist of. And the Dow is 30 stocks that are come together. It's the oldest measurement. It's heavily weighted by market capitalization, which means the largest price company in the index is it comprises most of the index. And believe it or not, the largest stock in the Dow right now, which controls 10% of the index, is United Healthcare.
Really?
Which is interesting. Yeah, a lot of people have United Healthcare, you know, for their medical benefits, and they're the largest in the United States, I think, if not the world.
I didn't know that, and I don't know why I was thinking it was Blue Cross Blue Shield, but
yeah, Blue Cross Blue Shield is owned by a company called Elevance, and they're a good company. They're not part of the Dow though; they're part of the S&P.
Okay.
But speaking of the S&P, I looked up as to what the top 10 names in the S&P are. We all recognize their products. Apple, which comprises 7%. Microsoft, 6% of the S&P. Google, which is also, it's actually called Alphabet now. It's people think of it as Google because its symbol is G-O-O-G-L or G-O-O-G, depends on what class. 3.5%. And Alphabet is, of course, ubiquitous to the internet, and they do a lot of other things as well, like YouTube. Amazon, 2.65%. And I mentioned Amazon, you know, had a terrible year last year. They were down like over 40% for a couple of reasons, more than a couple of reasons. But they're up 21.6% year to date.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It's outperformed all the indices. And, you know, some people I know, we've owned Amazon for years for our clients. And it's amazing, you know, they were up like 300%. Now they're only up 200 something, whatever, because they went down 40 something percent. Previous year, but I kept on telling them, I said, hey, you think they're going out of business? No, they're not going out of business. Anyway, a company called NVIDIA is in the S&P top 10. NVIDIA. Some people don't know what NVIDIA is.
They've never heard of it.
They're like, what is that? Mm-hmm. NVIDIA. It's not been around. It's not like Intel. Intel's been around a lot longer than NVIDIA. NVIDIA, though, is one of the most innovative chip companies, semiconductor chip companies in the world. And they've got these chips. I'm very excited about them. They've got one chip, for example, that you can use on your phone. And you could be talking, let's say, in English, and you're talking to a Spanish speaker, and it will come out in Spanish.
So really?
They think you're, like, bilingual.
That would be amazing for the medical field, I have to say.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yeah, absolutely amazing. Not having interpreters, and you have to, we've had to call, and then we talk on the phone, then they talk to them on the phone in Spanish. So something that could streamline that would be absolutely amazing.
And then they have another chip, believe it or not, that does it on the video side. So you could have a video conference with somebody, mm-hmm. and let's say you're a friend in Russia, blah, 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 you know, talking to him in English, and it comes out perfect Russian. I've seen this thing work. It's absolutely amazing. NVIDIA, an incredible company. They're also involved with AI, which you hear a lot about that right now, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
That's key. They're doing that, and they're allowing cars to go. The new Mercedes-Benz are coming out in 2024, are going to have their chips to be able to drive partially on the interstate for you. So if you want to just read a book, you can start doing it. It's incredible. Really is amazing. Anyway, Berkshire Hathaway, which is owned largely owned by Warren Buffett, is his company. It's a kind of compilation of different companies, and it's in the S&P 500. And then Tesla is now in the top 10.
Oh, wow.
And Tesla, of course, commands around 60% or so of the electric car company market. I know they have some really big advantages over some other car manufacturers because they way they build their cars. I'm not real proponent of electric cars personally, just because I used to own a hybrid a long time ago. And when you have to replace those batteries.
Oh, I heard.
It's a gulp. Oh, my gosh.
It's a big gulp.
It's a big gulp. You're like, what?
Right.
What? And, you know, and people say, oh, well, it lasts a long time. Well, you know, how long does your cell phone battery last? You know,
true.
Maybe 2 years.
Right.
Because they're only good for so many charges. And you think these batteries are only good for so many charges? Yes. So anyway, whatever. But hey, they're the right for those kind of people who just want to stay, I guess, in town and everyone to go outside the city limits. But then again, they could own a golf cart too if they wanted to.
I think a golf cart would be fun.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
We had a friend text in. Please ask your guest why NVIDIA isn't NASDAQ.
It is in NASDAQ. Yeah, okay. It's one of the top 10 positions in the NASDAQ. NVIDIA is in the NASDAQ. Yeah. Okay. The NASDAQ began in 1985, and it's really consists of, quote, the innovative companies in America. That's what it's consists of or supposed to consist of. And the top positions, there are some overlap, obviously, like Apple's in the NASDAQ, Microsoft is in the NASDAQ, Alphabet's in the NASDAQ, Amazon's in the NASDAQ, Tesla's in the NASDAQ. All these are in the S&P in the top 10. Meta, which is the old Facebook, this in the S&P top 10 and also in the NASDAQ. NVIDIA, of course, is. Pepsi is in the top 10 of the NASDAQ, which is interesting. It's not in the top 10 of the S&P. And also a company called Costco. We don't have any in Pensacola. But
Costco?
Costco, yeah.
Everybody loves Costco.
I'm telling you. Yeah, and I love Sam's. So, you know, I mean, if you love Sam's, you're going to love Costco.
I'm a BJ's girl.
BJ's is good, too.
I like BJ's
is good.
Too.
And their stock is like $70-some-odd a share. And has a good upside potential to it, I think. But yeah, BJ's has good opportunities as well. So anyway, it's interesting to look at the top 10 because like in the S&P, they comprise about 27.4% of the S&P. So those 10 stocks I mentioned, including Meta and UnitedHealthcare, they're also in the top 10 of the S&P. It's 27% of the option. So, you know, when you buy like an index, you got to know what you're buying.
Oh, of course.
You know, and are you buying something that's relatively expensive? You know, what's the deal? You know, I personally think these are some good companies. And, but you got to find out, you know, if you're not buying something in the S&P 500, what's the story behind it? You know, mm-hmm. Sometimes you get these guys who come in the door and they say, I heard about this penny stock. And you go, really? I like to call them leisure suit stocks because, you know, you never would catch me in a leisure suit now. You know, maybe in 1978, yeah, I definitely wore leisure suits. Okay, that was in style back then. All right, but not now. And
right.
If it's a penny stock, or if it's priced at a penny or 50 cents or something like that, you got to understand why and what's the deal. So anyway, understand what you buy, really. And there's a reason why certain things are certain prices.
So true. Definitely. That's why you hire the experts. We're talking to the president of Armada Advisors, Wesley Odom. You can visit their website, armadaadvisors.com. Give them a phone call, 497-6167. They are local on Spring Street in Pensacola. If you would like to join in the conversation, have any financial questions, stock market questions, I'm sure he would have the answer for you. He has 30 years of experience. The phone number is 437-1620. We want to talk about, we talked about CE rates.
Yeah, CD rates, absolutely. Yeah, CDs are all, you know, FDIC insured, which is important. You know, there was some bank scares about a month ago that went out of business, one on the West Coast, one on the East Coast.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. And that was rather
People
startling.
Were nervous.
Absolutely. And we talked about that actually on one of the radio shows because in the case of, in both cases, it was these guys had, banks run, invest people's money in, well, they'll invest their own assets actually in a portfolio, and they'll usually pick like mortgage assets or they'll buy U.S. government securities. And mortgage assets, if you think about it, when you buy a house and you get a mortgage, they're packaging that mortgage out there and they're selling it to investors to so that every time you write your mortgage check, it goes out to a mortgage pool and the investors get paid from a portion of that money. And so what happened is, you know, these banks, in the case of, let's say, the ones out in California, their mortgage portfolio was quite a bit less than what they bought it for, because they bought like a mortgage pools of they paid like 1.5%. And if you ask someone today, would you like to pay, receive a mortgage pool of 1.5% per year or one that paid 7% per year, people are going to say, no-brainer, man.
Right.
Bring the 7.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a no-brainer. And so in order to stay competitive, these prices of these securities declined. And so it got to the point where they were underwater in their mortgage pool, and then you had a run on the bank because people realized their assets weren't what they said they were. And before long, you know, problem city. So anyway, you know, it's important to you can guard against that if you're a sophisticated bank. Most banks do. They have like hedging techniques, which is a way to safeguard your portfolio. And you could do that with your portfolio even with a brokerage house or with Fidelity or with a company like mine. It's just very expensive to do that, to hedge your portfolio repetitively. But anyway, banks have to do it because of a lot of things. And what it does is it just makes it more expensive to do business because when you buy insurance, so to speak, on your portfolio, if you want to call it that, there's always a cost to doing that. So and these guys are trying to save costs and not do it and cut corners. And when you cut corners, guess what? You can get hosed sometimes.
Definitely.
So it's very important to know what your bank is doing. And also, you know, it's very important to keep less than $250,000. And if it's in your name at the bank, because anything over that, let's say it's a personal account, I think it's insured up to $250,000.
Okay.
I know that Fidelity has some programs that will insure your account, I think, up to $1.25 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a special FDIC program that has that ability to do that. So you could, what they do is they kind of link in your money to other banks to insure it up to that level if you want that kind of an account. But, you know, with your regular securities portfolio, like if you own IBM or Microsoft or NVIDIA stock or whatever the case may be, you know, those are not going to be insured assets. You know, they're not like FDIC insured at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
definitely.
Anyway, I think the biggest thing right now is when people are worried about the stock market, is the first thing they want to know is, you know, what's the potential of me losing money?
Right.
You know, that's the first thing.
Oh, absolutely.
When they put any kind of investment there, they're going to say, what's my chance? Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're investing in a CD or a money market, obviously the chances are very, very minuscule. If you're investing in a corporate bond that's investment grade, it's usually not very great as well. It depends on the company, of course. If it were, you know, it's a sketchy company, it might be. But again, you're dealing with investment grade stuff. When you buy with an individual stock, they also have. You can look at the balance sheet, and you can see how fundamentally are they making money. And that's the first thing I look at when I invest in any stock. Are they making money? Uh-huh. It's just like, you know, if you pass a homeless man down the street and everything, you know, you're going to be probably really suspect about that guy. You know,
Yes.
Wait a minute, I don't know anything about that guy. But if you ran into some public figure who you know is, you know, very, you know, has made some money, whatever, you'll be a lot more comfortable in dealing mm-hmm. with him than this complete stranger.
Right.
So. In the same thing with investments, you know, if these companies have to publish their financial results, and you can figure out from a standpoint of how much they're earning and do some mathematical calculations to figure out if it's a safe bet or not. But there's also risk involved with, am I paying too much? Because you can always be wrong about the price. Just mm-hmm. like when you go to, let's say, shop. Tammy, I know you like to shop,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Okay. So if you go to shop and you're looking for that beautiful dress you've been passing by at Dillard's, let's say, and then finally you say, you know what, you see it's 50% off. And you're like, wait a minute, that's a Christian Dior. That's a good quality dress.
Right.
Do they make dresses? I don't even know.
I don't.
Anyway.
I don't either, to be honest.
Come on. Come on. I don't know. Christian Dior is, I thought they were like a designer for like.
They
makeup.
Are. I don't know what they.
Makeup, whatever.
Probably.
let's say Ralph Lauren.
We're going to pretend they make dresses today.
Oh, my God. I'm so bad. See, I don't buy dresses. So anyway, so, you know, you're going to say, wow, that's a good deal. I couldn't pay that money to buy
right.
fabric, to pay a lady to make it a dress for me. And that fits me perfectly. That's a good deal. I'm going to go with that. It's a good quality dress, good price. But see, if you made the opposite decision, if you said, okay, as soon as you saw that Christian Dior dress or Ralph Lauren, whatever, you go buy it full price and you're not looking for the sale, you might be happy with the purchase. But then when you go to the wedding wearing that dress and you see your buddy over there wearing the same dress and they said, oh, I can't believe you wore this same dress. And your buddy says, yeah, I got it 50% off. And mm-hmm. you're like,
oh, yeah.
You're not feeling too good.
No.
You know, like, wait a
right.
minute, I paid too much. Mm-hmm. But you know what? If it's a classy dress and still in use, it's gonna be okay.
Candy said they make dresses, so you're
I'm
you're
okay.
Good.
Oh,
you're
good.
Okay.
Good. Thank you, Candy. I appreciate that. I appreciate
that.
You're saving me on that. That's good. At least somebody's giving me the real
it's
deal.
It's bad. I don't know either.
You can tell I'm not like a, I don't invest in dresses.
You thing. Don't? Oh,
no,
man.
Sorry. But anyway. So what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you buy a stock mm-hmm. and you pay too much for it, and it's a good company, like an Amazon, for example, they're not going to go out of business. At some point, yeah, you might have paid too much for the time you bought the stock, mm-hmm. but because of their earnings, because of their growth that they're going to have over time, guess what? I believe that that stock price will come and reflect the current earnings. So it will come back into vogue, and you end up making some change.
There you go. And that's all that matters, right?
That's what it matters, and that's what you got to think about in the sense of, you know, if you buy the security, and that's what people say, when should you buy an index or when should you buy a individual security? Well, number one, if you're going to buy an individual security, you're buying it with the idea that you think that this individual security is going to give you more money over time than maybe the index.
Right.
Okay.
For more information, you can visit armadaadvisors.com. Thank you so much, Wesley, for coming in. He has 30 years of experience. Give him a call, 497-6167. He's local on Spring Street in Pensacola. We have more to unpack here at the Pensacola Expert Panel. Stay tuned for a Fox News update, followed by a local news update in our newsroom at News Radio 92.3.